Welcome to my podcast, American Tall Tales with Peculiar Pete. I'm your host, old Peculiar Pete. Well, now, one winter it was so cold that all the geese flew backward, and all the fish moved south, and even the snow turned blue. Late at night, it got so frigid that all spoken words froze solid before they could be heard. People had to wait until sunup to find out what folks were talking about the night before. Paul Bunyan went out walking in the woods one day during that winter of the blue snow. He was knee-deep in blue snow when he heard a funny sound between a bleat and a snort. Looking down, he saw a teeny tiny blue ox just hopping about in the snow, snorting with rage on account he was too short to see over the drifts. Paul Bunyan laughed when he saw the spunky little critter and took that little blue mite home with him. He warmed the little blue ox up by the fire, and the little fellow fluffed up and dried out. But he remained as blue as the snow that had stained him in the first place, so Paul named him Babe, the Blue Ox. Well, any creature raised in Paul Bunyan's camp tended to grow up to massive proportions, and Babe was no exception. Folks that stared at him for 5 minutes could see him growing right before their eyes. He grew so big that 42 axe handles plus a plug of tobacco could fit between his eyes. And it took a murder of crows a whole day to fly from one horn to the other. The laundryman used his horns to hang up all the camp laundry, which would dry lickety-split because of all the winds blowing around at that height. Whenever he got an itch, Babe the Blue Ox had to find a cliff to rub against, because whenever he tried to rub against a tree, it fell over and begged for mercy. To whet his appetite, Babe could chew up 30 bales of hay, wire and all. It took 6 men with pickeroons to get all the wire out of Babe's teeth after his morning snack. Right after that, he'd eat a ton of grain for lunch and then come pestering around the cook, Sourdough Sam, begging for another snack. Babe the Blue Ox was a great help to Paul Bunyan's logging camp. He could pull anything that had two ends, so Paul often used him to straighten out the pesky, twisted logging roads. By the time Babe had pulled the twists and kinks out of all the roads leading to the lumber camp, there was 25 miles of extra road left flopping about with nowhere to go. So Paul rolled them up and used them to lay a new road in New Timberland. Paul also used Babe the Blue Ox to pull the heavy tank wagon, which was used to coat the newly straightened lumber road with ice in the winter. Until one day, the tank sprang a leak that trickled south and became the Mississippi River. After that, Babe stuck to hauling logs. Only, he hated working in the summertime. One summer, as Babe the Blue Ox was hauling a load of logs down the whitewashed road and dreaming of the days when the winter would feel cold again and the logs would slide easier on the ice, he glanced over the top of the mountain and caught a glimpse of a pretty yellow calf grazing in the field. Well, he twisted out of his harness, lickety-split, and stepped over the mountain to introduce himself. It was love at first sight, and Paul abandoned his load and bought Bessie the yellow cow from the farmer before Babe could do any more hauling. Bessie the yellow cow grew to massive yet dainty proportions that were suitable for the mate of Babe the Blue Ox. She had long yellow eyelashes that tickled the lumberjacks standing on the other end of the camp each time she blinked. She produced all the dairy products for the lumber camp. Each day, Sourdough Sam made enough butter from cream to grease the giant pancake griddle, and sometimes there was enough left over to butter the toast. The only bone of contention between Bessie and Babe was the weather. Babe loved the ice and snow, and Bessie loved warm summer days. One winter, Bessie grew so thin and pale that Paul Bunyan asked his clerk, Johnny Inkslinger, to make her a pair of green goggles so she would think it was summer. After that, Bessie grew happy and fat again, and produced so much butter that Paul Bunyan used the leftovers to grease the whitewashed lumber roads in the summer. With the roads so slick all year round, hauling logs became much easier for Babe the Blue Ox, and so Babe eventually came to like summer, almost as much as Bessie.